So I saw this very interesting request that CarolinaGirl79 posted, and it was first to talk about 10 things we wanted to do before we kicked the bucket, hence it being called the bucket list. And see, I'm gonna start off with the five non-sexual things I want to do before I kick off. So here we go. Now, first thing I want to do is I want to go to every rock concert that I can possibly go to, because let's see, I went to let's see, let's see, I went. I can name off some concerts I went to. I went to go see Eric Clapton. I went to go see Yes, Elton John and Billy Joel. Now that was a really great concert there. Let's see. I went and saw Robert Plant. Now he was amazing. When he was doing music with Alison Krauss. Now that was, yeah, that was pretty awesome. And my second non-sexual thing I want to do is I want to go to I want to go to England, or at least go and see a lot of stuff in London. I would love to do that. I would love to spend like a few nights in a London hotel, just looking out my window, seeing Big Ben. Yeah, that would be so awesome. And number three, I would love to get guitar lessons. See, I already play piano, and see, that's the only instrument that I probably know how that I know how to play aside from singing. But I would love to learn to play a guitar. So I would, every time I would imagine myself wanting to play guitar, I would want to learn every single Yes song in the book, how to play it. I would just love how to play a little bit of Roundabout or something. That would be awesome. And number four, I would love to own as many CDs that I can buy, as much as I can buy, because I mean, I already have an extensive collection of CDs, including mix CDs, and I'm pretty sure I have enough, but I just can't. I'm addicted. I'm a huge addict of music, so enough is never enough. So, yeah. And number five. Now, this one is a little close to home. I want to meet someone who will take me as I am. He doesn't care about my weight, doesn't care about my looks. I just want someone who will love me no matter what. And I will love a person who has a dangerously hilarious sense of humor. I love that so much. All right, and on to the other half. Now this is the sec five sexual stuff I want to do. All right, I want to have a girl-on-girl experience. See, I've always fantasized about having a girl-on-girl experience, because one time I was close to having a girl on girl experience, but it just, I don't think it really never really happened. For some reason, it just, yeah, all we did was just rub up on each other, clothed. It was just, I never really got to go down on any girls or have any girls go down on me. So yeah, it would be really nice to have like a real girl on girl experience. That'd be really awesome. And number dos, I would love to have sex in the rain. I would love to have sex in the rain, just to, especially if it's during the summer. That would be really, really, really hot, so to speak. Because I would just love to just be tangled with somebody, getting wet, and just be lost in the moment of not caring who's around us. If it's pouring down rain, raining cats and dogs, I don't care. I'm just getting lost in the moment in the rain with a person that I really love. Yeah. So, alright. And number three, I would love to, I would really love to be sneaky and go down on somebody under a restaurant table. And maybe just have people kind of stare at us a little and make people wonder why that person is making those faces. Maybe the food's good, or maybe he or she is getting some really good head down there. So yeah, I love to make people wonder. So yeah. And number four, I'd love to actually go camping, and maybe during later on that night, I would love to make love under the stars. Again, in the summer, because just imagine it being cold and having to make love there. It's just wow, brr. Yeah, I would just love to lay out under the stars. It's a beautiful night. We're both riled up and horny. And we decide to go at it under the stars. So, yeah. And last but not least, definitely not least, the last thing that I want to do before I die. And I want to do this. I want to do this. I want to buy a Hitachi magic wand. So yeah, everybody has theirs, but I want mine. Yeah, so I'm pretty sure I'm going to get one. I'm going to get one. If I save up all my money, then I'm going to buy me one. So yeah, I'm actually pulling for myself to do this. So yeah. So, yeah, those are my 10 things I want to do before I kick the bucket. So, yeah. See y'all later. Talk is Trooper.